Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Audible. We know y'all love to read as much as we do, so support Audible for supporting us by going to audiblepodcast.com/READ to get your 30-day free trial and a free audiobook. That's audiblepodcast.com/READ. Get started for free, find exactly what you're looking for, and let's get the show started.
All right. I don't know what I was, like, sitting back waiting, like...
I don't know what... What are you
just
doing?
Just say your all right shit and let's start.
Right. Quit trying to act like you're not going to say all right, nigga. We know you're going to say all right.
I can't help it. So, listen. Hello, everyone. I am Terrio.
I am Carl Kanai.
And this is The Read.
Here we are.
Oh, my goodness. Nigga.
Nigga. What's really good, nigga?
So, we have a few things to talk about.
Oh, yeah? Famous things happened this week?
A few.
Okay.
And I'm going to just go ahead and start with Oprah.
Yeah. The top celebrity, like, on the planet.
I mean, she has, like, completely ascended from the, like,
right.
The term
she's
celebrity.
Just, yeah. She's just, right. No. And I just want you to know that I'm physically incapable of saying anything bad about her. So whatever you're about to say.
I can't do it.
Okay. So let's just go ahead and find out what Oprah did this week. But I just want you to know that I can't say anything bad about her. Like, I'm just not allowed.
I'm not programmed that way.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
I'm not capable of doing it. I don't know how.
Scientifically, it is impossible.
Biologically, I'm unable.
Right. So Oprah was on Entertainment Tonight. And she told a story, they were talking about, like, racial profiling and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And she told a story about a time that she went to Switzerland and she went to, like, some boutique somewhere and she didn't say the name of it. And she talked about how she was looking at these bags and one of the employees there, after she, Oprah,
right,
says, like, looks at this bag she likes and says, ooh, let me see that bag. The lady who worked in there told her that she couldn't see it.
Girl.
Like, she couldn't afford it.
Girl.
It was too... Well, she didn't say you couldn't afford it. I think the girl said, like, it's too expensive, which is
right.
the exact same thing.
Right.
But, you know, Oprah was like, ooh. And so the girl tried to, like, redirect her to some other bags that she thought maybe.
To, like,
but Oprah
show.
Was like, no, sweetie, I want to see that bag.
Right.
And the woman just insisted, like, no, girl, I don't think you heard me. Your black ass, it's not for you.
Right.
It's too much money, sis. How many times do I have to tell you?
Like,
the answer is no. I'm not going to even waste my time turning around and grabbing this bag for your broke ass. You clearly have no money. You're black. Like, dumb girl. So, I guess and this is why I live for Oprah, because Oprah is a shining example of being, like, of flying above.
Right. She
That's
is.
It. She's a prime example of a bitch who is so sickening that she doesn't even have time. Like, she's, like, almost entertained by dumb shit like
right.
that. Because Oprah was, like, she could have pulled out her black card, which is probably, like, somewhere up in her wig. She probably got, like, 7 black cards
right.
up in her hair somewhere.
Like, nigga, Oprah has all the money. What do you mean? Like, she has all of it.
Oprah could, like, push her own belly button in $1 million and fall out her mouth. Like, this bitch is, what are you talking about?
Like, we all owe Oprah.
But instead of, like, coming for this bitch's edges, Oprah was just like, you know what? Maybe you're right. And she just left.
That's crazy to me. Kanye would have set that motherfucker on fire.
Burned it to the ground.
I mean, it wouldn't be shit left standing if somebody had told Kanye he couldn't afford a belt or whatever the fuck. Jesus.
Like, so she told the story on Entertainment Tonight and people were obviously like, bitch, because how do you not know Oprah?
Well, I think the Oprah show, like Switzerland or wherever this happened, is one of the very few countries where this show didn't air. So I guess
right.
it's somehow possible that you don't know who she is, but why do you just assume
that she can't afford this?
I mean,
bag.
It's obviously a very nice store. So I don't understand why you wouldn't just extend the courtesy to anybody who comes in that motherfucker. Like, why wouldn't you just show her, especially because the girl says she doesn't get commission. So why wouldn't you just show her the damn bag? Was it just like too much for you to reach up and get it, girl? Like, just go get the fucking bag. But whatever, because Oprah said on Twitter, like, she found out the bag was actually like $45,000 or whatever. She's like, you're right. I sure wasn't about to pay that for no damn purse. So, so you saved your energy, girl.
Right. So what I thought was just kind of like, was today, Oprah like halfway apologized.
What?
Because like the owner of the store seemed to take it like offense to it. Mind you, Oprah didn't say the name of the damn place.
Oh, so they told them themselves.
Basically.
Okay.
And so the owner of the place, named Trudy whatever the fuck, says, I don't know why she talked of racism. I'm sorry, but perhaps she's being a little oversensitive here. And she tried to say that Oprah was offended because she wasn't immediately recognized. And Oprah said, well, this is her apology. I think that incident in Switzerland was just an incident in Switzerland. I'm really sorry that it got blown up. But this is where she reads toward the end. She says, I'm in a store and the person doesn't obviously know that I carry the black card. And so they make an assessment based upon the way I look and who I am. You should be able to go in the store looking like whatever you look like and say, I'd like to see this. And that didn't happen.
Oh, well, huh.
Is that not some common sense sauce for your mouth. Ass?
Shut you right the fuck on up. Now, didn't she? Nigga.
This is Oprah. Oprah could afford to buy Switzerland.
Oprah could buy and sell that lady. Like, who do you think you are? It's Oprah. Like, I'm sorry, but no. But she's right. The fact is that it doesn't matter if it's Oprah or some anonymous rich black lady.
I could have walked into that
store. Or my regular
ass,
and I don't have $10 for no damn purse, much less $50,000 or whatever the fuck. Girl, it doesn't matter. If a customer asks to see the fucking bag, just show her the damn bag.
Show them the bag.
And it's Oprah. Like, I bet this lady is haunted by this. Like, she probably doesn't sleep very well and she has nightmares and shit.
Well, you should have shut your mouth, ma'am. Because now the whole world knows where that bullshit came
from. Okay, y'all gonna learn.
I bet you won't sell that $38,000 bag now.
Do you think Oprah's really hurt because she didn't get the chance to spend $38,000
of her dollars? Oprah was just riding in a hot air balloon over the goddamn Serengeti while these white people were making her breakfast.
Oprah has her own orchards and shit. Oprah got, like, her own, like laborers in her damn orchard with like trays that say Oprah on them, and they go around picking her greens and shit. Nigga,
this is
like,
true. We're not even making this up.
Oprah be twit picking brunch and the shit be looking like the Last Supper. Oprah be having like golden brown biscuits and blue ivy in the corner and like
this
fresh
has ponds in the back with these fucking like koi fish straight out of fucking Asia somewhere. She's got mermaids and dragons and shit in her backyard. What do you
like?
What?
The hallways in Oprah's house are paved with gold. Do you think Oprah is really stressed out over not spending $38,000 on this bag? It's nothing to Oprah. That's it. You the one upset, girl. Oprah is still living and breathing and having her being.
So, let's just talk about Beyonce.
Okay.
I mean, when don't we?
Right.
But right after last week where we got done praising Beyonce and all of that hair.
She did this on purpose. Like,
she snatched all of it out.
She did.
And cut her hair down. And put it all up on Instagram and Tumblr. Now, personally, I think that she looks good.
She looks fantastic.
Because Beyonce has a nice face. And, like, people with, like, short hair, it brings your face out.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, if you have, like, a beautiful face, you can rock a short haircut.
Even if your face isn't beautiful, but if you have, like, really striking features or something
right.
about you that's really nice about
out.
Your face, having short hair makes you look that much better.
Right. So,
she just
I
looks
mean,
like a golden, warm, pixie, creole, magic, fairy lady. And I just love her.
Now, this is a thing for me. I thought that it was beautiful. And obviously, I celebrate all things Beyonce. But I didn't think it was that big a deal. Like, people were creating all of these memes. It was like on CNN.
Should not have been national news.
She just got a haircut.
Like, and at first, everybody was like, oh, well, it's a lace front. And then it came out like, no, girl, she took the weave out and cut off her hair. And then it was just like, but why do... I mean, and I say this as someone who cares about almost everything Beyonce does. Like, why do we care? I saw it and I was like, okay, it's cute. And
yeah, it looks nice.
That's the end, girl.
And it's not the first time that we've seen her with short hair. Because remember when she was doing... When she did Cadillac Records and she did wear those
Yeah, that,
wigs?
Those Etta James wigs. Yeah.
Right. And I was like, oh, this is cute. But it kind of reminds me of that.
The color wasn't good on her. It, like, washed her out. But, I mean, you know, the short hair itself is fine on Beyonce. So...
I just didn't see the big deal.
Like, it's just... It really isn't, y'all.
The only thing that interested me about it was that I mean, she cut it like right after the tour was over. And from what I heard, she's going into like power battle mode. Like, she's transforming.
Oh, okay. Well,
she, Beyonce is in Tribeca right now with the stars and shit that Sailor Moon does. And those ribbons are being wrapped around her. This bitch is like coming into some shit. So what interested me about her cutting her hair was, it's like, does it have anything to do with, you know,
because
I heard
maybe
she's shooting videos. Mm. So, I mean,
that could be interesting. Like, that's something, I guess, for people to keep their ears out for. But as far as, you know, just the fact that she cut her hair, right?
It was just like,
okay, she cut her hair and put it on Instagram. How many girls do this?
Literally every day.
Like, it's cute. Okay. Like, I mean, that's really all I have for that.
All right, so next let's talk about this R&B.
Oh, girl, do I want to know?
Probably not.
Okay.
Tamar Braxton and K. Michelle apparently are beefing. I think that this is hilarious because
is this a real story or is this a rumor?
No, this is real.
Okay.
I don't like either one of these girls.
Right. So you're just going to get a lot of pleasure out of this.
So it's just like, I don't even have anything but a laugh here. Okay. But apparently they've had like some bickering going on for like a while, and I'm not exactly, like, I can't remember exactly where it came from, but K. Michelle called Tamar a Muppet. Oh, I think what happened was Tamar is friends with Memphis, who K. Michelle claims whooped her ass.
Yeah.
Or actually, I think Tamar is friends with Toya, who is his wife.
Okay.
And so I think that she might have made like a comment once when Love and Hip Hop was airing, and that's where the whole like animosity between these two came from.
But okay.
And there's been like cease and desist letters thrown back.
Girl, for what?
But today, what happened was, or yesterday, whenever this week, I guess K. Michelle got like a new wig. This is real petty.
Okay.
K. Michelle got like a new wig or whatever, which is like her 13th wig this week. And Tamar must have seen it and said, damn, lost my wig because it looks like hers.
Oh.
Some shit like that. And so she tweeted, damn, I lost my wig. And K. Michelle tweeted, you didn't lose your wig. Kermit snatched it.
Really?
Then she said, rebel against Muppets Gone Wild, no shade, rebel against lip syncing and buying your own singles.
Neither one of them looks good in her wig, though.
This is the situation.
I'm pressed to find a reason for this to even be happening.
Come
like,
on in the room.
Both of you look goddamn dreadful in those wigs.
First of all, K. Michelle, you can keep it cute with all these comments about her, you know, Muppet, whatever, because yes, clearly Tamar, it is not a secret and it's not hidden that she has had work done on that face. But you have had work done in plenty of places your damn self.
Your ass looks ridiculous and not like sexy. It looks like, why the fuck?
And apparently she just came out and admitted that that ass was real. Because you remember, like,
fake.
That her ass was fake.
Right.
Because, you know, before she was, like, talking about how it's cornbread and she's from the South and all that stuff. And finally, now, for whatever reason,
girl,
she was just like, because, girl, who are you trying to kid?
Like, first of all, anybody who saw the before and afters, it ain't no amount of squats. It ain't no greens. It ain't nobody's hot water cornbread. It ain't nothing in this world that's going to take your ass from what K. Michelle had, from a grape to a watermelon. It's just not going to do it. So it was clearly fake, girl. So I can't even believe anybody believed that lie. But I have a couple of friends who were like, I thought her ass was real. And I'm like, girl.
But did you?
The fuck you didn't.
Did you think Nicki Minaj's
literally
ass was
like a
too?
Midget is rolled up and attached to the back of her body? Like, girl, no. They probably do think Nicki Minaj's ass is
people
real.
Thought that Coco's ass was real. Ice-T's bitch,
are you fucking kidding? Like,
because she used to say it was real for the longest time, and all these people were like, well, she said it's real, so
okay,
I guess it is.
Well, all
and
right.
Then finally, like, I don't know how long ago she finally admitted that it was
maybe real. Once the stigma against fake asses went away, then everybody felt like they could admit that theirs was fake. But girl,
I don't even know why there was such a huge stick. Like, I mean,
well, girl, because a lot of these girls are getting fucking fixable flat inserted into their ass in hotel rooms.
I mean, aside from that,
because
like, clearly
that's what that is.
But
which
I
is
mean,
very dangerous, and please don't do that.
Please do not. I mean,
goddamn,
it
please.
Shouldn't be.
It just, there's nothing, there's no amount of tricking, stripping, prostituting that's worth having some bitch in a hotel room inject Fix-A-Flat in your ass, girl. It just isn't. And some lady in Europe lost like her legs and her arms and her nose and her ass. Like, she lost basically everything you need to function as a regular person because she went to get her ass done. So just If you must, please go to a doctor.
Yes, please go to a professional.
And just in case you don't know this, doctors don't work out of hotel rooms for like $2,000. So
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, okay,
don't do that Macy Gray for Color Girls.
No, none of that.
No, but like, all I meant was that, like, when it comes to fake asses, to me, it's just kind of like fake breasts. Like, if you get, you know, your ass done, just get something reasonable. Like, right. You don't get these ridiculous. Like, when Kelly Rowland got implants, you hardly remember that she got them.
And she looks fantastic.
And she looks amazing.
Yes.
So just do something normal.
Right. It doesn't have to be this whole big deal.
And you see, this is what happens every week when we talk about some bitches that we really don't even
like
care
when
about.
Ashley Simpson got her nose done. Everybody knew. Because obviously Ashley Simpson all of a sudden looks a lot better, but it was a regular fucking nose. She didn't get like the deluxe, you know, right, 1/8 a nose special.
She didn't get the platinum package.
She just went from what is that to, oh, Ashley Simpson has a regular nose now. Looks all good. Right. And that's the end. You don't go from an A cup to a fucking triple H.
Look, Nicki Minaj, stop. You are fine.
Right there, girl.
Leave it alone. Don't go a step further.
Because look at Kim.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at Kim. Nobody told Kim, girl, stop.
No one.
And now Kim looks like a geisha.
So
just don't do it. Just stop right there, Nikki. You're beautiful.
Right. Leave it alone. So back to these two.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever. So I guess they don't see it for each other at this point. And if they run into each other in the street, maybe they'll fight. I don't know. Both of them are mothers. They both have albums like, well, K. Michelle's album is out. Tamar Braxton's album's coming out soon. And they both, whether I like them or not, have great voices. And so, like, y'all leave each other the fuck alone. Like, you're both really scrambling for a sales.
Right. Career. I just feel like people, like, when celebrities engage in this shit, it must be because they just really like to. Because who, like, I just don't enjoy drama in that way to where I would publicly pick a fight with another personality and just argue back and forth with them. Like, you just must love this shit. Like, you just must really get off on this shit. Because otherwise, girl, who cares? Like, go in there and see whose album does better, you know?
Exactly.
Go see who makes more on tour. But this bullshit about wigs and shit, when both of y'all wigs are terrible, call whoever's doing Nikki's wigs now. Shit.
Oscar James. I just tweeted about that on the way over here because I saw pictures of her on Instagram and I was like, you know what? Who the fuck is the one who took over with Nicki Minaj's wig game, bitch? Because they deserve a plaque or an NAACP Image Award. Like, so you need something.
Yeah.
Because you really swooped down like an angel in the fucking evening for that bitch and saved her whole head.
Nikki's whole make under, I'm completely here for.
She looks great.
She does. She looks fantastic. So both of y'all need to stop whoever is giving your current wigs. Don't call that nigga no more and find somebody else. Because both of y'all look crazy as hell.
And if you're going to battle each other, do like something fun.
Battle on Billboard.
Battle on. You said that. Hashtag battle on Billboard.
Okay, fight for these checks. Don't fight for these retweets, girl.
And I mean, at the very least, even if you don't, Tamar is the one who wins here because her husband's got all Lady Gaga's
on. Oh, well, I mean, okay.
So, talking about battling, I don't know how well you're going to do with this one, but...
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God.
Do you know who that is?
I do, motherfucker.
Okay, great. I mean, hey, look.
I will admit, though, that I was introduced to him because of his stan anthem for Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He wrote a whole song about how he stands for Beyonce. And that was the first time I was introduced to Kendrick Lamar. So that's actually what got me interested in him.
Jhené Aiko's mixtape is the one that got that's what introduced me to him.
He's good.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he was on this record that Big Sean left off of his album. Big Sean left this song called Control off of his Hall of Fame album that's supposed to be coming out anytime soon.
Yeah.
And he claims that he didn't put the song on the album because they had issues with the sample.
Yeah. I guess getting the licensing or whatever to use the sample. Which, I'm not going to say it's a lie because that could very well be true.
Yeah, it's probably true.
That is probably true. But if it is true, that is the most goddamn, most convenient excuse of all time.
And known to man.
Kendrick Lamar ripped the fuck out of Big Sean on this song.
He ripped that man into... Naya Rivera got two boyfriends now. Because, bitch, Kendrick Lamar split him from the root to the tumor.
killed that shit so bad that I cannot figure out why Big Sean leaked it. Like, why would you even tell the world that this happened?
Well, he claimed that he just knows how important it was to hip hop.
How about you just release Kendrick's verse then? Why would you release the whole song so that everybody can hear how garbage you sound next to him and how...
I liked his verse, but it was
okay until you heard Kendrick's verse and then you were like,
it was
wait.
Gina and Pam. It was like Gina and Pam. Because when Gina would sing alone,
like,
it would be like, all right.
This is cute.
And then Pam would come in and it was like...
And Pam just come and Beyonce Gina! The whole thing. Right. And you'd be like, well, God damn it. God damn it, Pam. Well,
it's just like that.
It is. Because I was surprised at how much I didn't hate Big Sean's verse at first. I was like, what's the issue here? You know, I mean, it's not great, but it doesn't suck.
And then, no shade, Jay Electronica was basically Hustle Man. He was basically Hustle Man because he had to pick up the pieces, bitch, because nobody...
I would just... Like, take me off the track.
Like,
nigga.
Take me off the whole thing.
Like,
I didn't come
in here. I'll give you your money back. I'm not even going to charge you.
Or you could have at least put me before him.
Like, just let Kendrick Lamar close that song out, nigga, because it's not right that the song goes from okay to great to what just happened.
Like I'm still trying to recover from what Kendrick just did. All right, so, like, we just basically spent all this time like standing out for him. But if you don't know, Kendrick Lamar is like the it guy. Like the new one.
A lot of buzz about Kendrick Lamar in rap. Yeah.
His
gotta
album
be, because even I know who he is, and I usually know.
Right.
So.
And he's signed to TDE, and he's from Compton and all of that great shit.
Yes, he is.
And so he was on this song called Control, and other than the whole entire 3-minute verse being just amazing.
Yeah.
The thing that stood out the most was when he basically called out like every other newcomer in hip hop right now.
Yeah.
And basically said, I like y'all, but fuck you.
Yeah.
Like he said,
the words.
I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with, but this is hip hop and them niggas should know what time it is. And then he names Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mill, ASAP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electronica, Tyler, the Creator, and Mac Miller. God honest, don't know how Mac Miller got on the internet. But whatever.
Don't really see how Wale ended up there either. But anyway,
well,
another question for him.
He says, I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas.
Woo!
They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas.
Jesus!
He also called himself Machiavelli's offspring and said that he's the king of New York.
This nigga's
from Compton.
This nigga said y'all are gonna stick to prepositions and adjectives from here on out because I'm about to slay like all of you. None of you are shit. Like, do better. Like, goddamn.
He seriously... Kendrick Lamar is like the kid on the playground that had the Game Boy Color when everybody else had Game Boy Pocket.
Right.
Like, he really was just like, girl, so I'm bored.
And he was like, the only ones in my league is Jay, Nas, M, and Andre 3000. The rest of you, a girl, do better. Why aren't you guys like us? Like, like he went ahead and made that extreme reach.
Right.
And put himself, which, I mean, go ahead and talk your shit. Like, if you don't believe in you, who the fuck else will?
I mean,
so go ahead and big yourself up.
From pretty much all of those people.
Bitch, I'm This American Life. Like, I'm just gonna say it. Like, I'm just gonna put it out there. Like, bitch, that's us, nigga. We here and you there. Like, I mean, just reach for the stars, Kendrick. Okay, whatever. Like, okay, that was a reach. But then to just call out all of these peers, like, it was just... I didn't feel like it was disrespectful, but I knew niggas was gonna take it away, and of course they did.
Listen, first of all, what Kendrick clearly did here was say that this is hip hop, and he just needs he's bored.
Yeah.
And he wants for it to be exciting. It's a competition. And I've always, from the moment that I heard that first song from him, I was like, this nigga is about his music. Like, Kendrick Lamar to me is not one of these rappers who's out here just trying to ride everybody else's dick and be famous and be this huge thing in pop culture. Like, he wants to be legendary for the music that he creates for hip hop.
Good.
And that's what this is about.
No more
like
Molly.
Saying,
no more turn up.
All that
we
bullshit
off that
y'all
shit.
Talking
Come
about,
on, nigga, rap, nigga.
Who the fuck is great? And then for him to say that he's the king of New York.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of people felt a way about that. I'm not really big on that whole...
Because New York rap right now is like, girl, they don't, aside from Jay-Z, they don't have, like...
I mean, but I just, that whole, like, oh, you the king of my city, and I'm the guy, like, oh, girl, like, who cares? Like, it just seems like something that somebody would say deliberately to get under your skin. So why take it that seriously?
But that was kind of the point. Yeah. It was to get under their skin.
Like, right.
It was
so
for,
that was
for people to put out music and rap.
And then they did. But right. I mean, not any of the niggas
but
named.
But not any of the niggas that he mentioned. Most of the people that he actually mentioned, their responses were like, compliments, like, yeah. Oh my God, thank God he did this. Like, I fuck with this nigga, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, cool, like, Jermaine Cole and Kendrick Lamar have talked about doing like a whole collab album together.
Wow.
And you know, like, he's cool with a lot of people that he named. He's cool with Drake. They toured together, I think, at one point. It's like, or they
oh
did
God, the Drake memes. I feel so guilty for laughing at those, but some of them are just so funny. Like,
they're
just
all like hilarious.
Like y'all leave Drake alone. But
they did like a whole like fake screenshot from an iPhone text where he
my
was
mom's
like,
calling
my
your
mom's
mom.
Calling your mom.
That's where I lost it. Like, come on, man.
That's hilarious.
It is. It's so funny.
But out of all the people that he mentioned, I would really only be interested in hearing responses from J. Cole and Drake.
Yeah.
I don't really care to hear what anybody else, maybe Pusha, but
I don't really see why he put Tyler the Creator in there, because I kind of feel like Tyler the Creator is not really a rapper. Like, I know he is, but I just kind of view him differently, kind of like black hipster, kind of like a hip hop version of Solange.
Rapper.
Right. He's just kind of right. Like, you know, I'm different and I rap different. You know, that whole
that's what I like.
That whole Odd Future thing. Right. So, I mean, I see what he's saying, and I was definitely entertained by it, so thank you, but
a lot of people were saying, well, those people shouldn't even feel the need to respond because he, you know, the people who should be offended are the ones that he didn't mention. And I was like, how, girl? He said that he wants to make sure that none of these niggas have a career.
Well, I think people were saying at least he thought of you, you know, as somebody he wants to stomp
right.
out. The rest of you are non-motherfucking factors.
And maybe that's what, because girl, so far.
So it's kind of like more disrespectful.
Right. So far, we have musical responses
yeah.
from Joell Ortiz, mm-hmm. who is a part of Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
And he killed.
He did.
That fucking record that he did. He put it out like the very next day. And a lot of people were like, who the fuck is Joell Ortiz? And it's like, okay, girl. But the thing here is, I think it's less about popularity and more so about rap music and talent.
Right.
And he did an amazing
right.
response.
He's a talented rapper.
Joe Budden, on the other hand, who is a part of Slaughterhouse, the only response I've seen from him so far is tweets and Ustream.
Yeah, I've seen him kind of encouraging niggas. Like,
yeah,
how come like ain't nobody in the studio, nigga? Why come you
why,
ain't in the studio?
Aren't you a rapper?
Like, isn't this what you do?
He was on Ustream. Like, I saw a clip of, like, someone put up on YouTube this Ustream of him, like, in some place smoking hookah and been like, man, these niggas are fags. They're like, nobody's gonna respond. It's like, I gotta get these niggas to respond. Like, girl, what do you do for a living?
Like,
you work at Starbucks? Bitch, ain't you a rapper
too?
Why
are you acting like you the promoter?
So
why you acting like you the manager, the hype man? Like, nigga, ain't you a rapper too? This nigga's a reality show
and
star
I would
now.
Actually be like, because Joe Budden can rap. He's like a Twitter nigga, but he can rap. I would be interested in hearing a response from you. So, like, what the fuck is taking you so goddamn long? B.O.B. got a response. Astro
I
from
like
fucking
B.O.B.'s response, too.
Astro from X Factor, the nigga who's like 12.
Oh, my God.
He's got a response.
Jesus.
And, like, I don't even know who else. Like, I think Lupe
somebody.
Fiasco.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And Lupe Fiasco, his wasn't bad either, even though he is so sensitive on Twitter. And
just
nobody can figure out what that's about. But I felt like his response was actually pretty good and rather clever. So, I mean, I'm here for all of the responses, but I don't feel like anybody should feel obligated. Like, don't let what this nigga said in a track that didn't make an album, you know, derail you from whatever the fuck you're doing right now.
Listen, I don't give a fuck if you weren't mentioned. I just love what this is doing for hip hop. Girl, if I can get some verses from Trick Daddy out of this.
Okay, you know what?
And it was all
how about you wake up?
It.
Because that dream's not gonna come true.
I want it.
I mean, we all do, but you know.
I want me an ex.
You're wishing on the moon and it's just not going to happen.
I wish Remy Ma wasn't in prison.
Where is LeChat?
That's an amazing question.
God damn it.
Like, what the fuck? Charlie
even
Baltimore,
Kaya and Kaya dragged both of us on the internet.
I'd actually like to hear that.
I want
to
hear
Kaya did try it with both of us on the internet, and I still want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
Because, oh, and you know who else was talking shit, speaking of Kaya, because, like, this reminded me of that, Gucci. And Gucci didn't even respond to Kendrick as much as he was like, name your most, like, your top three pussy-ass rappers. And then I think he said, like, T.I., Jeezy, and somebody else.
Right.
And I was like, Gucci.
Nigga, what?
But you literally always have mushroom soup in the corners of your mouth. Like, I don't even...
Did you see a tweet about selling Waka Flocka? Like, yes, you can have this nigga's next three albums one. For $1 million?
Right. Like, girl, what are you
even... This nigga is so rude. Like, what?
Like, you pushed a bitch out of a car and, like, punched another girl in the face on stage.
And still somebody invited him to career day at their baby school. Like, girl, this is not the nigga you want talking to the kids.
Like, I love Gucci's music, like I said on Twitter, because right. I think I'm 75% hood.
Gucci!
Rat, maybe 80. And that's why I like Kaya's fucking
And those are conservative estimates.
And Kaya could put out some, hood bullshit tomorrow, and I'll probably get my life. And that bitch tried me. It is what it is. So, like, what are you going to do? But,
If I'm entertained by your bullshit, then I'm entertained by it, whether it's directed to me or not.
Exactly.
So, come on.
So, I don't know. It's just, I love what this is doing. This is great. And I'm just interested in seeing more responses and what this is going to do for him. Because, like, now niggas who can't rap just they've been quiet.
Yeah.
They haven't been tweeting.
Yeah. And I think Slim Thug said something about how I'm not really a battle rapper. I just like to sit back and get high or whatever. And niggas was like, so you can't rap.
Exactly. Like, so basically, you mean
so you're saying you can't rap.
That's
all right.
What this is about. All right. Great. Well, it was nice talking
to you. Nobody was saying anything about you on the song. So I think a lot of rappers spoke up and it was like, but who?
Niece. Mm-mm. No one said anything to you.
Like, I think Soulja Boy said something, or somebody said Soulja Boy said something. Like, girl, you can keep that gun in the holster.
I want him to put a response out. I do.
Oh, no. Soulja Boy got kicked off of an airplane for being belligerent.
Like, oh, is that what happened?
Like an American Airlines flight, girl. Like, the flight attendants told him to sit his ass down and he didn't. And then they told him again and he didn't. And then they were like, okay, you can get the fuck off the plane. Like, we don't play this.
Oh, that's what happens when you eat Cat Stacks, pussy.
That's just, ugh.
Well, girl, thank you, Kendrick.
Cocaine and chlamydia.
I think that you are quickly on your way to becoming, like, a hip-hop icon.
Especially since you live for Beyonce.
I mean.
As you should.
Duh.
If you haven't heard that song, check it out, because it's actually low-key hilarious.
I like it better than Girls Love Beyonce.
I do too. But I really like James Fauntleroy on Girls Love Beyonce, so.
I do too, and that's the only part I like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't blame you.
Well, that's that. Let's move forward,
okay,
shall we?
Okay, let's
that's
do that.
That's our pop culture shit.
Woo, it was fun.
All right. So guys, don't forget to check out our lovely sponsors, Hulu Plus, on over at HuluPlus.com/TheRead and get you a taste of their amazing program and find something on there that I'm sure is a TV show you're addicted to. Right now, I'm going back and watching The Following all over again, and I cannot wait for season 2. And when season 2 starts, I'm sure you'll get a taste of that on Hulu Plus too.
Don't forget, you guys, it's a 2-week free trial. It's normally $7.99 a month, but you get started for free at HuluPlus.com/TheRead, and you can check out so many other great shows. They have The Colbert Report, which is fucking hilarious. They have old episodes of Cheaters. They have My Name is Earl. They have Third Rock from the Sun, like all kinds of shows that you know and love. You can stream them on your phone, your computer, or your connected TV. It's a special deal just for our listeners, and it's a great way to support the show. HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
Also, they've got New Girl, just another show that I'm excited for her to come back. So remember to go over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and try that trial out. You're going to love it. Let's get back to the show. Okay, so let's dive into our listener letters.
Yes, as always, please send your questions, comments, concerns, etc. to asktheread@gmail.com. And let's get right in with an update from Novella, the lady last week who was...
That's a Spanish soap opera.
Yeah. Aren't you smart?
Means. I know things.
You do. The lady last week who was considering an abortion because of all of the drama going on with her husband. So, she emailed us back and said, not long after I sent this letter, I got an overwhelming bout of support from my family and his family and our friends, most of which offered to help move in and help me with the pregnancy and the baby. I wanted to clarify that the baby was conceived when we were trying to reconcile, and I finally decided to keep my baby because I knew I couldn't live with the abortion.
Good.
Amen. Oddly enough, my estranged husband came and spoke to me and offered to go to counseling so that we can work on some type of cordial relationship for the sake of this baby. We made an appointment for this past weekend, but it's evident he has issues. He is not moving out of the state any longer to help me get set up, and he's working on being a real father, so I feel much better about my final decision to keep my baby.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It doesn't mean that I won't still file for divorce, because the papers are already drawn, and he will get those shits in the next week or so.
Damn right.
All I care about at this point is him being a father for his child. As for me, I look forward to meeting someone new later on who isn't a fuckboy.
Good.
Amen, girl. Like, I just want to be clear from last week. I completely support a woman's right to choose. I'm not telling right. you to, you know, I'm not going to encourage you to get an abortion. The only reason I brought abortion up, or the only reason we talked about it, is because you said you were contemplating one. So I want you to make the decision that you want to make. That's right. my whole thing about that.
If you weren't going to say something, I was going to say something. Because I just don't feel like abortion, whether you agree with it or not, and like I said, I didn't even really speak on it because I feel like it is a woman's choice what she wants to do with her body. Not everyone feels the same way when it comes to abortion. So don't jump down somebody else's throat because they don't necessarily have the same views, or they don't have a problem telling someone that because of their circumstances, it's okay to consider it.
Right. That's all.
All right.
So let's move on. Our first question this week is from Renee. And this is just so interesting to me, but I'm going to go ahead and read it.
All right.
It says, about 4 years ago, I met who I believed to be the woman of my dreams. We started seeing each other and she stole my heart. She was absolutely amazing. There wasn't a single thing about her that I can complain about. Shortly after we began, our relationship came to a halt. While I was very happy to be with her, something weighed on my heart. We were a lesbian couple, and while she was very much out of the closet, I was too, but with one hand still on the doorknob. I hadn't yet made my peace with being a Christian and a lesbian. It means that she was out, like everybody knew she was gay, but internally she still felt some conflict about
it. Oh, like the closet doorknob.
Yeah, like she was out of the closet, but she still felt a way like within herself, which is very common.
Okay.
That conflict ate at me every day until I couldn't handle it anymore. I knew it wasn't fair to her to not completely give myself to her, so I called things off, which is a decision that I regret to this day. We remained friends over the years, but drifted apart. Over those years, I've tried dating other women with no success, but most importantly, I've found myself and my peace with God. All throughout those years, she has never left my mind or my heart. I'd give anything to make things right with her and hopefully make her my wife. I truly feel like she's my queen. I understand she may not feel the same, but I think I'd be an idiot not to at least try to reach out to her. My friends say I'm crazy and I should let it go, considering we're no longer in the same state, but I need an outside opinion. What do you guys think? Should I follow my heart, or do you think they're right? Thanks for your help.
I'm going to let you start this one out.
Man, that's a hard one, Renee, because I can say that I've been in an extremely similar situation, like to the letter. Actually, it's almost a little eerie how much this letter like reflects a past relationship of mine. And I think that, you know, if you are able to get in touch with her, if you're like able to reach out to her and contact her, then go ahead and do that. If you've already tried to reconcile with her and she made it clear that she had moved on, or she wasn't going to, you know, pursue a relationship with you again, then I think you have to accept that and let that go. But if you haven't reached out to her yet, then there's no harm in hitting her up and saying, you know, I miss hanging out, or I miss talking to you since you're not in the same state anymore, and just try to like maybe strike up a text or G-chat relationship and then see where it goes from there. But I don't know. Like, it just seems like a lot of times, you know, especially if you broke up with her because you didn't feel secure in yourself as a lesbian, that's the kind of thing that kind of fucks with people, and they don't really want to go down that road again.
Right.
Like, can you imagine dating a dude for like a few months and then he's like, oh, I don't really know about this gay shit, so I'm gonna have to let you go. Like,
right. Nobody wants to have to, you know.
Yeah. Nobody wants to have to go through that kind of, because that hurts, because it's like there's no actual reason for this relationship ending.
Right.
It's just ending.
That's actually halfway happened to me before.
Oh, no.
Like sort of.
I'm waiting.
No, I was just in a situation once with a guy who basically like was like, I guess, decided that he just wanted to stick to being with women.
Yeah.
And ended up going back to his ex-girlfriend. And they're still together.
Oh, wow. I wonder, does his ex-girlfriend know that he used to date boys?
Or
the amen of that shit. Stay in the fuck out of shit that ain't my business.
Hello?
But I think, Renee, you can't really discount how traumatic that is to date somebody and you feel like everything's good. I'm out. You're out. We're happy. You know, we've hung out with each other's families and friends. And then all of a sudden it's like, I get it, because I think we've all been there before. I think most gay Christians have had that moment where mm-hmm. they've had to reconcile themselves. But mm-hmm. girl, like, I don't know.
I would say just take it really slow if you really feel, you know, strongly yeah. about it. And just be very careful.
There's no harm in trying, but that, I mean, that could really fuck with a person. Yeah. So can't be surprised if she's like, nah, I'm cool on that.
Exactly.
Our next letter comes from Kensington, who says, I want to be completely upfront. I grew up privileged. I'm an African-American that grew up in a wealthy family. I've been surrounded by very wealthy white families all my life. I have a great friend who is white, and we've been friends for 9 years. We call each other brothers. We share everything with each other, and I'm the best man in his wedding. I flew to Colorado for his wedding rehearsal, and he let me crash at his place. I was asleep on the couch, and his family must have thought I was... Oh, I was asleep on the couch, and his family must have thought I was still asleep because they consistently used the N-word and mentioned things like needing to play Jay-Z at the wedding to make me feel comfortable. I was mortified, and these 9 years that I've spent being his friend seemed like a joke. I woke up and pretended I heard nothing and continued to be myself, but I keep hearing the N-word in the back of my head when I look at them. The wedding is Sunday. Help me. What should I say? What do I do? Do I just play the friend role and go back to my life in California? Do I give up on 9 years of friendship?
Listen, y'all go through some of the craziest shit.
This is not, no, listen to me. I had to pick letters this week and I did not even pick the craziest ones. Like, we have some people who are really going through some stuff. Let me just say really quickly, if you're going through like a legal problem or somebody's abusing you or something, like, thank you for emailing the show, but you need some professional assistance and we're not really the ones right. to give you that. Like, I would prefer that you contact the authorities in your area. So anyway,
right.
just so
all
you know.
All we can really do,
like, we can give you advice on your boyfriend or whatever, advice. But girl, like, we can talk about, you know, Beyonce versus everybody else. But girl, like, some of the more serious issues, you need professional assistance. However,
in this instance, he's saying that the friend actually was not one of these people, but the family was.
Yeah. He was saying that his family was saying, you know, nigga, calling him a nigger and saying, we got to play Jay-Z to make him feel comfortable at the wedding and stuff.
Honestly, I don't know if I would give up on my friendship, but I would definitely confront my friend in front of his entire family.
Oh Lord, don't do that.
I would not at the wedding.
No, not at the wedding, not at all. Well, actually, go ahead and give your advice.
Because if you, like, I mean, unless you just want to completely just like wash your hands of this entire friendship and walk away from it, then just do that and leave it alone. But if you want to, like, if you, the friendship is something that you really want to continue with, I would confront them, because it's not, like, how are you supposed to, like, continue your friendship with this, with you know, with your friend, and you know that his family's been calling you nigga and talk about you need to play Jay-Z at the wedding, which, first of all, you can play Jay-Z at the wedding.
Yeah, you can.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Holy Grail, it goes great at your reception. Bitch, Tom Ford is gonna have everybody. Yeah, that's an okay thing to do.
How dare
you? In fact, I don't think I've ever been to a wedding where there wasn't no damn Jay-Z.
I will play part 2 right now.
Anyway, stop being offended.
I mean, I just feel like that is, it's crazy and it's insane, and I'm sure it's incredibly hurtful. And I just know me personally, like, I already have a mouth on me, so there's no way I wouldn't be able to say something at all ever. But I mean, I wouldn't say it at the wedding.
I would have been so furious. I really don't know how you're going around these people and not going off, because I would have been furious right there on the couch. So, but I think, you know, I think my whole thing is, I definitely agree with Kefiri as far as confronting him is concerned, but I don't ever really see the benefit in confronting somebody in front of their family for two reasons. Number one, people tend to get extremely defensive if you confront them and there's an audience. Just off top, people are automatically put on the defense because they feel like they have to protect their pride or their image or whatever else. And secondly, you're confronting this man about something that he already knows about his family, and you're basically challenging him in front of his family to either speak against them or speak for you. And that's hard for anybody to do, whether they know their family is right or wrong. A lot of us, I would even dare say most of us, we're just kind of, it's kind of instinct to automatically ride for your family even when you know they're not right. So I think if you want the most honest reaction from him, you should definitely confront him, but in private, and say, listen, I know y'all thought I was asleep on the couch, but I wasn't. And I heard the things your family was saying about me. And honestly, it really hurt my feelings. And then based off his reaction, I would go from there.
I feel like you could say that in front of the family.
I feel like you could too, but I think his reaction, the friend's reaction, is going to be different.
Well, I'll be honest with you, because the reason I said in front of the, everything you just said makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, okay.
But I guess the reason I was saying is so that you'd have an opportunity to cuss them out.
You just want to cuss somebody out.
Because they deserve to be cussed out.
Oh, they absolutely do.
How fucking dare you?
But if you're focused on, like, the friendship, then I would confront him privately. If you've already said, fuck this friendship, you know, you didn't stick up for me in front of your family, so fuck you, then go ahead and, you know, publicly embarrass him and cuss them all out and pack your shit and leave. But if you're interested in like, if you really feel like, you know, your friend was feeling a way but didn't feel comfortable saying it in front of his family, then that's different. And, you know, you could say something to your friend and he just burst into tears and feel really regretful. Mm-hmm. And then you know that he's like a, you know, because I mean, shit happens and it's family. Like, I understand that pressure of family. So yeah. I get it. But if he's like, you know, don't take it so hard and it's not that big of a deal and black people say nigga to each other all the time, what's the deal, bro? Then you're like, okay, well, fuck you and fuck your fuck ass family, motherfucker.
This week we're going to have someone do a clip of us saying fuck back.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, we're not going to say it that much. It was so fucking funny.
That was hilarious.
But yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Kensington, give it a try. That sucks, though. No.
Well, good luck. And let us know what you do and what happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's sad.
Okay. Let's do another one.
Okay.
Have one more.
Yeah. Last question comes from Devin. And it says, I was a pretty late bloomer in middle school and high school. I dated girls, but they all either cheated on me or dumped me for someone else. Don't do this.
I can. No, okay. Sorry, I was. No, go ahead.
My junior year in high school, I met a guy who was down low. Long story short, we got cool and ended up messing around. I was upset about it afterwards and felt like shit because I thought my future wife and kids were gone and out the window. Wow. Fast forward to now. Hey, I don't know. And I've been with a few guys, but I'm seriously feeling trapped in the lifestyle. I was accepted by some of the best friends I have who are gay, but even still, I don't feel like I truly belong. My question is, do you think a guy who has been with men in the past, but who still likes women, can have a relationship with one? Or did that ship sail when they decided to be involved with men? Also, do women care that much about the past, or is it truly about who the person is now? This
girl,
is Devin.
Sweetie, it sounds like
I'm a little troubled.
It sounds like you're just gay, girl.
I mean,
because I don't see like how else you would be confused about whether or not you can have a relationship with a woman. If you're attracted to women, you can have a relationship with women. The only, like you mentioned towards the end, the only thing that might be difficult about that is, you know, letting your woman know. That sounded kind of misogynistic. Let me rephrase that.
Let your bitch know.
Right.
Letting that hoe.
Letting your girlfriend or whoever you're dating, letting them know that you are also attracted to men. Because right. For a lot of women, that's like a deal breaker.
It is. You know, for a lot of men, too. Like, yep, I mean, like if you're dating men and you say, oh, I'm also attracted to women, I feel like a lot of gay men would be like, oh, nigga, I don't have time.
Yeah, a lot of gays are
yeah,
just like,
a lot of gay men are like, girl, I'm not playing them games no more.
I mean,
I kind of feel like bisexual men get a bad rap as far as that's concerned because
they do. Because, girl, and I've talked about on the show before the gays who say that bisexual men don't exist.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, what?
Because nobody bats an eye when women say they're bisexual. But when men say they're bisexual, everybody's like, girl, quit playing. You know, you're a bottom. Like, automatically. Right. That is what everybody says.
So,
I think it's because a lot of gay men they say bisexual when they're first coming out. And then eventually they're like, oh, no, girl,
I'm
gay.
To, like, lighten the impact of them being
like,
gay.
Like, literally every man who has come out to me has said that he was bisexual first. And then eventually been like, oh, girl, I'm just gay. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, so, I mean, I get why people think that, but that doesn't mean your feelings are any less valid.
Right. I don't think that this is something that you will just have problems with all the time. If you decide that you want to be in a relationship with a woman at some point, pursue it. You can't be trapped in a lifestyle. Nobody's like holding a gun to your head at the ball, sis.
Right.
Just do what you want to do.
Like, I'm concerned that you feel like you cannot get out of being gay. Like, oh no, the gays got me. Like, if you're attracted to women, then I don't want you to feel like because you identified as gay at one point, or even still today, that, I mean, you can still date whoever you're attracted to, girl. Sexuality doesn't have to be that big of a damn deal.
Yeah, it's not like, no, I think you feel like people are putting pressure, or you're putting pressure on yourself.
Right.
And it's just not that, it's not that deep. If you like women and you like men, then date whomever it is you want to date. Yeah,
I really believe in the fluidity of sexuality. I don't think most people, well, I don't think a lot of people are exclusively hetero or homosexual. I think for some people, you know, you might be mostly one or the other, but there are some people who could just date whomever and it doesn't really matter. So girl, I mean, don't stress yourself out over it. You may have trouble finding a girl who is okay with it, but that just means she's not for you. Because why would you want to have to hide that part of you from a partner?
Right. And that has a lot to do with my whole, like, this annoying shit with me, how I feel that that people just assume that they know everything when it comes to sexuality and how it works.
Yeah.
I worded that whole sentence horribly.
No, I get what you're saying.
But it's just like when heterosexual people just assume that, you know, you're gay because of your upbringing or your environment, right, rather than, you know, birth.
Like, girl, do you realize I have the most average ass childhood of all time? Like literally nothing spectacular about my childhood at all.
And it's the same thing to me with gays who talk about bisexuals and assume this and that and a third. When it's just like, how, like, you, to me, who you're sexually attracted to has all to do with your mind,
right,
and your brain. So for you to sit up here and tell me how sexuality works is you basically saying that you understand the human mind.
Especially somebody telling how your own sexuality works.
Right. Like, you can by all means tell me how your sexuality works, because you're the one up in there in that mind of yours.
You're the one feeling all those feelings. You know what makes your bean jump. I don't. So.
But how are you going to tell me?
Right.
It's the same thing with transgendered people.
Right.
Like, how are you going to tell this person that they weren't born and, you know, like, how?
Yeah, you just can't tell other people that, you know, the way you feel is invalid. Like, girl, if you feel like you were born in the wrong body, then that's how you feel.
Then that's how you feel.
And I just don't know what that's like. So I'm not even going to pretend like I can relate. Like, I don't know how that feels. But girl, if that's how you feel, then that is your business.
And you are entitled to it.
If you feel like dating women, then date women. It's not... You're not like, it's not just, it's just really not the big deal that people try to make it out to be.
Okay, you are a grown piece of trade. You can do whatever you want. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
You ain't shit.
You can do whatever you want, love. Date who the fuck you feel.
As always, you guys, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com for the opportunity to have your question read aloud on the show.
And let's keep the show moving.
All righty.
So seeing how this is the read, and we love to read, but besides reading, you know, celebs and fuckboys, we really do read books.
A lot of them.
And so we want to, you know, remind you of our other sponsor, Audible, and their lovely treat they have for you right now at audiblepodcast.com/read. If you go over there now, you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial, and it's an amazing way to support us here at the show and get your life.
You can play audiobooks on so many different devices through Audible. If you have a Kindle, Audible will let you switch back and forth between listening and reading without losing your place. If you're a fan of the TV show Game of Thrones, they've got a Game of Thrones on there, which of course is a very popular book right about now. Like I said, there's a Spanish language learning book. Just search for Learn Spanish and it pops right up. And that's been really helpful for me. You can read Flowers for Algernon, which is one of my personal favorites. There's so many different options. You will find it all on Audible. Log on now to take advantage of this special offer just for you guys. It's a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. All you have to do is log on to audiblepodcast.com/READ to get started.
They also have Catching Fire, which is the second book in the Hunger Games series.
Okay.
And that movie is around the corner. Can't wait to get my life. So if you haven't read it yet and you want to be a part of the Hunger Games movement, bitch, you know where to go.
You know, it's audiblepodcast.com/READ for that free audiobook and a free 30-day trial.
All right, let's keep moving. So, dear, it is time to snap off.
It is. This is what we do.
At three.
We read. I just felt that in my spirit.
I mean, we'll let it all out. So what's it looking like for you this week?
So let me tell you something. And actually, this just started today. If you've never seen the Kid Fury video called A Woman's Work or This Woman's Work, something like that, it's classic Kid Fury, my personal all-time favorite Kid Fury video. And in the video, he mentions about how women be going through it. And like, it's like Serena Williams, like playing tennis in your uterus on your period, or it's like the Source Awards in your uterus. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a uterus, you just don't understand how this shit works. PMS is real. And today, I was tweeting about PMS and how it's fucking horrible because it will literally make you shoot a puppy in between the eyes while like eating a cake and sobbing and like designing a wedding dress. Like, no, it just makes you go fucking insane. No, you just don't. Nothing you say or do makes any fucking sense. You're inside your own body and you're mad about it. Like, it drives you the fuck crazy. And you, to the point where you're just like, if my period would just start so I could just get some fucking relief from these hormones, nigga. Like, and if you don't have ovaries, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Some man decided to take it upon himself to let me know that women fake having PMS in order to have an excuse to be even more bitchy than they normally are during the week and or during the month. And girl, aside from just the overwhelming misogyny and fuckboyitude of that statement.
Fuck. I like that. Fuckboyitude.
Let me tell you something about my body and the way it works. It's none of your goddamn business, number one. And number two, there is plenty of scientific documentation about PMS. It's a real thing. Just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it isn't real.
Do you really
girl.
Think you're the nigga who came in and just revealed that this was all a lie?
Do you think you're the first man to be like, oh, PMS is just some bullshit? I will bullshit your dick, nigga. Oh. I will cut it off and drink it. I will chew your penis. I will spit your balls out in, back into your face.
Jesus.
Like, no, this is how it makes you feel. It makes you feel fucking violent. I was at work mad at nothing. Everything at work is A-O fucking K. I mean, things are just going great and I'm sitting there pissed at nothing. People are asking me questions because that's my job and I'm getting mad. Like, do y'all understand that my ovaries are doing the Y2C right now though? Like, I just need everybody to go away. I just need to go to sleep for like 22 minutes. I just need like a honey bun and a piece of American cheese. Just give me a minute. Like, I'll be fine. I just want a Diet Sprite. Nick. It makes you irrational. It can, and usually it's for a couple of days before your period starts. And then once your period starts, you're just like, okay, girl, just give me all the ice cream and all the tampons and all the Midol so that I can just feel like a regular fucking person. Because it's just really not right that we still have to get ourselves together and try to look like something. Like, girl, fuck you today. Everything I'm wearing costs less than $10 today. Do you know why? Because shit is goddamn comfortable. It's like wearing pajamas outside of the house. And I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. No, I'm not doing anything with myself today. It was a goddamn fucking work of Congress for me to get the fuck out of the house today. Like, it was everything for me to get out of the bed. All I wanted to do was lay there and watch, like, telenovelas and eat fucking Dove bars. Like, you don't know my life, nigga. So the fact that I actually got up and did something with myself and left the house today, bitch, I am to be celebrated for that shit, because this shit is not fucking easy and you do not know what the fuck it's like. So shut the fuck up about women and PMS, motherfucker, because this, you don't, you not about this life, nigga. I saw some YouTube video where these two men, you're trying not to laugh, it's not right. These two men were hooked up to this machine that simulates like cramps for
a
woman.
I saw that.
And after like 15 minutes, they was like, cut it off, kill me.
They were about to die.
Could not handle it. You don't know this fucking life. So shut the fuck up. Only thing you need to be asking me is, do you have everything you need? Are you prepared for what your body's about to go through? You know, is there something I can assist you with? Okay, I'm gonna just shut this door and leave you in here until you feel like coming out and talking to me again. That's it. There's nothing else to be said. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't touch me. Don't say nothing crazy. Let me have my moment. Shit. My friend said earlier, it's like a fucking preseason game in your uterus. Yes, it is.
Girl, you know what?
Shit.
I don't even have the time.
I'm just saying, men, let us live, because you don't know this life. We don't know whatever life you have, I don't know, with your balls or whatever they do, whatever, I don't know. And you don't know this fucking, I don't know. You don't know this hormone life though, girl. So shut the fuck up.
Well.
I'm good though. Right. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, sometimes you need that.
Woo! What's going on with you?
So let me tell you something about this bitch, Miley Cyrus.
You know what? I'm going under.
You sit your ass.
No,
right there.
I'm just going to go.
Don't you move.
Under
you
the
sit
booth.
Right there and you listen to what the fuck I have to say.
Okay.
This week, yesterday, in fact, I believe, Miley Cyrus decided to tweet I know what I know what color my skin is. You can stop with the friendly reminders, bitch.
Can I just please?
No.
Okay. I just want to go because you about to be so. Go ahead.
Listen.
Woo.
I'm going to repeat what she tweeted just one more time. I know what color my skin is. You can stop with the friendly reminders, bitch. Here's the problem with Miss Miley Cyrus. And I have been just trying to smooth past this shit for the longest. But you know what? You done fucked up, bitch. Look. Uh-oh.
Well, I can't save you.
First of all, Miley, you are out here appropriating urban hip-hop culture, which is a part of Black culture. And for all of you niggas who are talking about, oh, so I guess being ratchet is just Black culture, huh? I'm gonna get to you motherfuckers in a second. Oh, you sit your ass down because I got something for you too. But I'm gonna say this much. You appropriating hip-hop culture because, and it's not even because you from the hood. It's not authentic.
Nope.
It's because you are trying to wipe away that, you know, cookie cutter, sweet, honey pie, Disney, Hannah Montana ass days. And you're trying to be like, I'm a woman and blah, blah, blah. Fine. It's great. Everybody, you know, might have a little bit of inner ratchet in them. Fine. Whatever. But it's plain and clear to everyone that this is not who you are. Not too long ago, after she cut all her damn hair off, I don't remember what award show it was she was performing, but she had that haircut and she looked like Draco Malfoy. And then she got up on the damn stage and she was singing rock music. Like it was like a hardcore, like met, like she was up there giving you like Pink with a little bit of Marilyn Manson. And everybody was like, well, I guess Miley's not a baby anymore. But now all of a sudden she's making bangers. You know what, girl? And I said, you know what? I'm gonna let you do your thing because it's fine. You're not the only white artist who's inspired by, you know, hip hop or R&B and jazz. Look at Justin Timberlake. It's Justin Timberlake had fucking cornrows in like 2001 and everybody was like, girl, what are you doing? But he grew up listening to, you know, Al Green and Marvin Gaye and Charlie Wilson and
it
whatever.
It felt more authentic.
It felt more authentic than you. We know what you're doing, girl. You don't want to be the Disney kid anymore. Fine. You want to twerk. You want to do songs with Juicy J and Miley and Mike Will Made It. Whatever. You know, I said, you know what? I'm going to let it go. Because after Jay-Z said the same thing about her trying to rebel from those days, I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to let her cook and whatever. Because I actually like that We Can't Stop song. But this is why you're fucked up, bro. Uh-oh. Because how dare you make a comment as ironic and disrespectful as I know what color my skin is. You can stop with the friendly reminders, bitch. First of all, at least your reminders are friendly, bitch.
First of all, bitch.
You know how niggas are reminded what our skin color is? We get stopped and frisked.
That's a good
or we
one.
Get shot on our way home walking home.
Yep.
Or on, you know, the side of the damn train.
Mm-hmm.
Or we get thrown in prison. Like, those are the ways that we are reminded.
Employment discrimination.
You're
getting some tweets.
Like, you got a few tweets saying, so Miley, you're the twerking white bitch. Just wanted to remind you. Like, what are you even talking about?
Right. Girl, you're getting retweets and our kids are being funneled into the prison.
And it's not even real. It's not even real. Eminem did the same. He went through far worse. And that's before Twitter and YouTube and MySpace and all this other bullshit. Eminem did it.
And Eminem grew up in
like,
it. Right.
He grew up in that and is like off making authentic music. You're playing around and having fun. And that's fine. But don't you dare come out your mouth talking about, oh, I don't need to be reminded what color my skin is. When you out here making music that's inspired by Black people. Bitch, you out here in studios with motherfucking Snoop Dogg and doing remixes that I ain't worried about nothing trying to be a nigga, and you like, but you don't want to be a nigga.
Right. Everybody want to be a nigga.
But nobody wants to be a nigga. And it's fine. If you want to do that shit, it's all well and good. She might make this album bangers and I might actually like it because what I like the We Can't Stop song and I like, you know, all of that hood red shit and whatever. Okay. But watch your mouth. That's what the fuck I'm saying. And everybody was like, everybody was treating it like I was saying that Miley Cyrus is like, you know, some kind of like she... like people were saying that, you know, it doesn't matter if she's white, she should be able to, you know, be inspired by such and such and such and such. And it's fine. Like, girl, I love Iggy. Iggy's a white girl who's inspired by hip. She make hip hop music or whatever. And I don't feel no kind of way about it. What I have a problem with is the comment that she made.
Right.
Like, how could you even think that? And then she deleted it, I think, at some point. But how could you even think that that was a smart thing to say? Like, why? If you feel like annoyed or bothered by the fact that people keep reminding you that you're white, you could have said it, at least, even if you decided you want to talk about it, you could have said it a different way than I don't need all these friendly reminders about what your reminders are friendly.
Well, they probably aren't actually friendly, but let's just keep it in perspective.
In comparison,
Miley Cyrus, right?
Like, in comparison,
bitch, you really don't have nothing to worry about here. You're like, you don't live this shit, girl. You just playing in this shit.
All of those big booty bitches who are in that video with you twerking, you go ask them what their reminders are like when somebody reminds them about the color of their skin. Shit. That's what you do. Ask them about that.
Right. Like, girl, really, you are playing in this shit. You're having fun with it. This is your escape.
Fine.
Okay, but girl, you know, niggas live this. Like, this is real. Like, it's not fun and games to just be black 24/7. It doesn't work like that. Life is not a Soul Train line for us. This is not playtime. Like, you know, there's actual repercussions and consequences to being black.
If you're going to do these bangers, then fine. It might actually be a cute little album and whatever, adorable, cute way, you know, yay for you. Watch your fucking mouth. That's all I'm saying. Don't say no disrespectful shit like that. And for all of you niggas who are in my mentions caping for this bitch, kiss the fattest part of my ass, young woman and young man. Because, honey, what the fuck? Like, they talk about, oh, so I guess being ratchet is just a part of our culture. You know what? It actually is, girl. It's a small part of African-American culture overall.
Yeah.
It is. And so is fucking Martin.
That's our shit, girl. It is. Why are you ashamed of it?
Like, why are you so ashamed? It don't mean that every black person in the world is twerking and wearing gold teeth and fucking, you know, bandanas and shit like that. But, girl, that's where she got it from.
Right.
Why do you think everybody else in this video was black?
Miley, no.
Like, she knows. Like, y'all sitting up here trying to, like, put on a cape for this bitch. Like, what I'm saying is crazy. Because I called her a fake quarter juice drinking ass bitch or whatever I said.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, she don't even know what a quarter water is.
Right. I mean, bitch, girl, you are not in this. You don't know this shit.
So if you're going to, you know, have fun with it and be a part of it, then go right on ahead, girl. Smoke all the blunts you want and fucking perm your hair or go get, you know, some connect along. I don't know. Fucking box braids. Do whatever the fuck it is.
No, the
I don't
fuck
care.
She won't. No, the fuck she will not.
Bitch, if she got some fucking box braids.
Bitch, if Miley Cyrus had, bitch, don't play.
Put some pink in
it. No, girl.
Like, girl.
Mm-mm, that's not cute.
And swinging around.
Look at you giving her ideas. What? When this bitch have rainbow colored box braids next week, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
No. What I'm saying is, if you're going to do that, then do it. But don't make such a very clear, insensitive racial comment. And then for all of you black people who are, like, excusing it. Like, what?
Like, girl, are you kidding?
This bitch walk out the house with, like, a wife beater and gold teeth in her mouth. And these people, white folk, are like, oh, look at this silly little girl. Look at cute Miley. Oh, look at this face she's going through. If a black girl walk out with a wife beater and some gold teeth, they're looking for her drugs.
Look at this hood rat bitch.
They assume that she don't know her children or
take
she got 12 baby daddies.
Oh, Trayvon wore a grill on the internet and he's a thug. Miley Cyrus wears a grill and it's, oh, Miley's so fun.
I can't wait for bangers.
Click here to get her grill. $12.99. Like, girl, really? So this is it, girl. This
Everybody
is it.
Calm down. That's it. I'm
well,
done.
And so y'all can say goodbye to your edges because Kid Fury basically just snatched them and tossed them.
I don't give a single smothered fuck how anybody feels about anything that I've said.
If you like Miley Cyrus, that's fine, but you don't have to.
I think Miley is cute. I like the song that she made, and I actually like a couple of the other songs that she made ever since she started this hood rat Black China Rihanna phase that she's going through. She did a song for Major Lazer called, or it might have been for Snoop Lion.
Okay.
But she did a song with Snoop Lion called Ashtrays and Heartbreak or Heartache or something like that, and I liked it. And, like, even her in that little ratchet ass, I ain't worried about nothing thing, that was a little much.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, this whole thing for her could be cute, but, like, why would you say something so shot out? Like, shut up.
In 10 years, Miley Cyrus is gonna have her hair grown back out long and be somebody's mama and driving a Tahoe. Like,
remember when we talked about this a million times when Britney did the Ying Yang Twins?
Oh, song. Yeah. I actually went back and listened to that.
And when I heard that shit, I was like, Britney, you are so stupid.
But and at least Britney was country fried southern trash.
That?
Like, at least well, that.
Well,
she. Miley grew up wealthy.
Miley grew up rich.
Yeah. Britney is real Kensington, Louisiana, nigga, backwoods ass white girl. Miley grew up with like paved streets and people who had all their teeth. Britney a little realer than that. Yeah, so
Miley started making her own money when she was like three.
Right. So, like, girl, come on.
Whatever, Miley. Just shut your mouth, girl.
That wraps up another episode of The Read.
And as always, don't forget to send over your letters and questions and things like that at asktheread@gmail.com. Again, I just want to remind you, you don't have to be asking for advice all the time.
Yeah, it could be regular questions.
Whatever questions you want. Also, if you have somebody or something that you want to read, we have pasttheread@gmail.com. You can send in your reads and we might read them on air.
Yep.
We also have to remind you about our lovely sponsors, HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go over there for your extended free trial and check out all of the shows that they have available for you.
Our friends at Ixora BB are having a back to school sale next weekend from August 16th to August 19th. All of your orders, whether you're a first time customer or whether you've been ordering from her for years, all orders are 18% off during that time frame using the promo code SCHOOL18. That is IXORABB.com. And anything else?
I'm off to record my response to Kendrick Lamar.
So. Bitch, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Let me ghostwrite.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do the second verse.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
We have to go, so I guess we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.